it clearly recognises the very real ambitions that we have for the development and further positive development of our city in particular and our city centre. I'm delighted that we have secured this particular accolade, and it actually it's a testament to the fantastic work that has been done to regenerate the city through various different collaborative efforts involving very, very many statutory agencies who work in conjunction with Derry City and Strabane District Council. So, you know, this, but in particular, this award reflects the positive impact that the Peace Bridge in Ebrington have had on the lives of people in the city and district, because it was on that particular development that the RTPA were focusing. You know, I mean, these are very, very significant regenerative projects that we're involved in, and obviously they provide for a great opportunity for further investment and job creation in the city and district.
And this is still very much a work in progress. Ebrington, great work being done there and has been done there over the past 4 years or so since the City of Culture, but by no means finished, and still quite a lot to do in terms of taking Ebrington to its full potential.
Yes, of course. And I think, you know, we have to reflect upon the Peace Bridge and the fact that was opened in 2012, and I think actually the Peace Bridge in itself has become a bit of a game changer for people in the city. It's much more than just a physical bridge. It's a psychological bridge as much as it's a physical bridge, and I think that was a very, very positive thing that for our city. And of course Ebrington then of course does provide us with further and greater opportunities. Yes, I certainly do feel that obviously it has taken longer than it should have taken, but the City and District Council will be taking over control of the Ebrington project early next year, and I certainly personally see it as something that we need to be pushing on with. I mean, there are plans for Ebrington. The City and District Council have a plan to locate a new maritime museum. Certainly that's the working title in the Ebrington Square area. We also have seen plans by private developers for a distillery, the Quiet Man Distillery in Ebrington Square. And of course, I think there are advanced plans as well for the location of a hotel on the site of the former clock or the clock tower building.